Welcome to Cinemondo with Kathy and Amit and Melanie and Yoda. Amit is from T54, Pardaisy Reviews is Melanie's channel, and Yoda is with me. we have him here as a special guest because we're reviewing a movie about Yoda, and he was interested. So here we are. Here he is. Okay, we'll see what happens. I know. Here we go, my baby. Here we go. All right. So, what do we know about this movie, Yoda? I think it's the opposite of Star Wars.
Okay, this is the one that, do you remember? It was the insane promo when they came out of
the helicopter,
the whatever, in Dubai with the big poster. Remember that?
Yes. Oh my God, yeah. the big poster hanging in the air. That's right. That was so awesome.
Did see a teaser or something.
Yes.
And I mean, it's Siddharth Malhotra. We know he's a warrior.
Yeah.
He's in uniform. Stop. Period. End. That's all I need to know.
That's all we know. Yep.
And it's just like, why am I here?
What do you have to add to this, Amit?
I can't speak. I mean, it's a nice uniform, but I can't speak too much more about that. But
it looks very nice.
With Siddharth Malhotra, I didn't know much about him, to be honest. But I was actually one of the few people that I think watched that show, Mumbai Police
I still want to watch that.
Which apparently got horrible reviews, but I absolutely loved it. Like I thought it was so much fun, and he was really good in it. I mean, they did some great stuff with like the cinematography and the storyline. I started off as kind of like, I thought it'd be really cheesy and like, you know, like a 90s sort of cop show, which I really like, sort of liked back then. But then it got really serious and it actually became like a good quality show. So I was like, what's people's problem with this? I absolutely love it. But he was great in it. So I'm definitely a fan of his. I can't say I've seen much of him, to be honest. But from the little bit I've seen, which is very recent, he's great. And if he's playing like another cop or military or something like that, you know.
Yeah, he's found his sweet spot in doing these kind of military action kind of movies. He's very good at that.
I mean, all I remember from the trailer of the Police Squad one is that he had very tailored police uniforms. Yes. And so I'm assuming that he will also be very well dressed in this. So we'll have to take a look. All right, let's take a look and see what the uniforms look like.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
हर किसी का सपना होता है अपने पापा की तरह बनना मेरा भी था
अरुण और जाने तक हमें निगोशिएट करना होगा अरुण अरुण वे अरुण
दैट सूट
अब इस शरीर पे या तो योद्धा का यूनिफॉर्म होगा या फिर तिरंगा
और सिर्फ भी
योद्धा नहीं देश के दुश्मन नहीं
इंक्वायरी खत्म होने तक आप सबको सस्पेंड किया जाता है
जज रहा है तुझ पर
लेकिन बेटा इसे कमाना पड़ता है और फिर पूरी जिंदगी इसका सम्मान करना पड़ता है
Cabin crew to stations preparing for departure.
पायलट ने 7500 स्कॉप किया है इट इज एन ऑफिशियल हाईजैक नाउ
खबर आ रही है कि एक भारतीय हवाई जहाज को हाईजैक कर लिया गया
और फिर कमांडो कौन है
संदिग्ध हाईजैक कर भारतीय फौजी होने की आशंका जताई जा रही
है पाकिस्तान से गुजरती हुई एक इंडियन फ्लाइट हाईजैक हुई है ये कोई इत्तेफाक नहीं हो सकता
अरुण वहां पर क्या चल रहा है
मेरे जो तीन टेररिस्ट के नाम दिए थे उनके बारे में कुछ पता चला
दिस इज AB-175 रिक्वेस्टिंग इमरजेंसी लैंडिंग
अरुण कभी चुप बैठने वालों में से था ही नहीं
परिवार से बढ़कर देश सेवा है उसके लिए
आज ना तुम रहोगे ना तुम्हारा देश
मैं रहू ना रहू देश हमेशा रहेगा
We'll be right back.
नेगोशिएट करने की कोशिश करनी चाहिए।
नेगोशिएट करना तो कभी योद्धा का स्टाइल था ही।
This has nothing to do with Yoda.
Oh, in a way. Nothing to do with Yoda.
Wow. Okay, so yes, his suits were very well tailored.
They were defying gravity sometimes. So yes, they were. Using the force, I guess.
They were.
Have you guys seen the Liam Neeson movie called Nonstop?
Yes.
It's one where, it looked a lot. I mean, that in the second half, whatever, when he was on the plane, reminded me. And that's one of my favorite, like, Liam Neeson movies, and probably one of my favorite movies because I love that movie. I've seen it so many times. He's stuck on a plane and he's basically trying to find out who the terrorist is or whoever the bad guy is. And it's a lot of the same kind of action combat. Like, because on a plane, you can't have big set sequences. You can't be running around. It's on a plane and it's such a fun movie. And this reminded me a lot of that. So if this is coming on Amazon,
there's nothing like a hand-to-hand combat in an airplane bathroom. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, that's all you need. Right? I mean, that or a train, it's the same thing. Uh-huh. It's like you have these long, skinny hallways, and you're trying to shoot all this action in there. It's really a challenge.
Yep.
I'm amazed because they always have like a camera spinning, and you can see the confines, but the camera somehow can get around them. It's really weird. I know that part of it's open, but I'm always amazed when they go around, and the wall is there. And I'm like, movies are magic.
Dollars. Yes.
Definitely. Well, this looks super intense. When is this coming out? Did it say at the end? And
March 15th.
Like
how many movies?
A few days.
Yeah.
Just a few days.
That's right. Wow. Only a few days at the end of this week. Awesome.
So many movies. And this one looks really fun.
This is coming straight to streaming, is it? I think that's. But the Amazon Prime?
Amazon Prime can still have a theatrical run. Amazon Studios and Dharma Productions, which is Karan Johar's company. So it doesn't mean that film was scheduled to be released in July, but was delayed.
Yeah, but it is playing in cinemas. Looks like not close to me, but it is playing in cinemas. But again, it could. So it probably is a theatrical release and come out. But it might come back to streaming a bit sooner than if it is an Amazon Prime.
Well, we know where it will be coming on streaming. Yeah. It's definitely definitely playing in theaters here in the U.S. So it's coming out Friday.
Oh, wow. Nice. So I have some posters we can take a look at.
Okay.
I like this one. This is good.
Yeah. Bloodied, dirtied. Yeah.
You're looking at blood and dirt. I'm looking at like pec muscles, the way the shirt is tailored.
Sensibilities. Okay.
We're hiding his face so we won't see him blushing as we talk about these.
Oh my god.
All right.
I mean, it looks like he's got a box cutter or something in his hand.
I don't know what that is. Yeah.
That's creepy to have on a plane.
But this definitely shows us action on a plane. Okay.
Yep. Yep. Good shot of him. It's a head strip. His head looks a little small to me. I'm just saying. that's a hard one to do. The head strips are the hardest thing in the world when you're building movie posters. The head always seems the wrong size no matter what you do. And it could be incremental. This one's not a head strip. This looks good.
And it's like it's showing us the runway, but then it's showing us kind of what I assume is our establishing stuff about how he's a great soldier that we're going to see in the first half of the movie.
The plane is almost lost above the title, just barely there. It kind of blocked the.
Now I see it.
With that big old title, in case you didn't know what the movie was called. Then we have this one, kind of classy, thoughtful with the plane.
Yeah.
Gotta make sure we know it's a plane. I have to say, I take a little issue with the gun coming out of his head. It just looks weird to me, like a weird hat. It's those tangencies happen a lot when you're doing this kind of stuff. Then we have a closer up of the other one.
Yeah.
I can't tell. I guess that's still the gun. The weapon is cropped really weird, so you can't really tell what it is.
And we sort of have the plane in the corner.
Yeah, and the plane is there. This time it's going away. Most of the time they're coming toward us. Yep. Going away in this one. So
the plane's in every
place. There's our marketing.
Reminding us.
So they were playing around. Exactly. These were all just star cells. They're selling him 100%. There's not even any other cast at all. And then
Absolutely.
The plane. And it was just like, And but there's no palette. They didn't decide on a palette. They kind of went with every color they could think of. We did some warm palette. One, some are cool palette. Some are dark. Some are light. They're trying everything with this. Sometimes they're consistent, and sometimes they just want to hit all the notes. So there we are.
We hit them all. I don't recognize anybody else in this movie. I'm not as familiar with Hindi cinema, but Siddharth Malhotra, Rashi Khanna, Disha Patani. Who's this Sammy Jonas Hindley? I don't recognize anybody. This is definitely a Siddharth Malhotra, I guess, vehicle. It's going to be all about him.
Well, I mean, I know Ronit Roy plays his father. I recognized him. And I think we have, I do recognize Rashi Khanna. Like, I think we have two female actresses because probably we have the love interest and then we have the stewardess who is helping him that's on the plane.
Yep.
So the flight attendant, I'm sorry, I'm not being politically correct. But so I think that's how they sandwich in two actresses. Disha Patani is the other one. So I don't know which one is which. But
looks like a fun, patriotic kind of, we like to call them kind of disaster movies where you have like stuff happening on a plane and the plane's doing crazy shit like spinning and flying upside down and stuff. Like, oh God, and he's seeing like that. This makes me so sick.
There's a theme right now with Indian movies doing a lot of stuff like you know, patriotic movies and also like soldier movies, army movies, police shows. Absolutely. Like, there's been a few, right? There was a fighter movie with Hrithik Roshan.
There was.
And then there's this one. And then there's that police show that I watched. And then there was, wasn't there some movie called Sam or something like that? That
was
like
a, that was Vicky Kaushal. That was a biopic of a biopic of
army general.
Armor general.
And I'm sure there's more. So it's been like a theme. And there's that other one with Preeti Raj. What is that? With Akshay Kumar and Tiger Shroff. There's a big trend right now.
Amit, you're exactly right. There's a ton of these patriotic, military-themed. Some of them are historical, but they're still kind of military action kind of movies. It's kind of, for me, it's kind of a glut. I mean, it's like, it's not necessarily my number one genre. I'm just being completely honest. And it is a little weird as an outsider to be like, am I supposed to feeling all, you know, goosebumps at seeing the Indian flag and what, like, you know, it's not for me, right? It's for the home audience to feel that. It was interesting seeing Fighter on Republic Day in Mumbai. But definitely, yes, there's a whole theme. And I mean, they're copying what the US does, right? I mean, Fighter was a Top Gun clone. Right. And they know Top Gun was a hugely successful. The Top Gun sequel was a hugely successful Hollywood movie. You know, and it doesn't hurt. Like we drove by in Delhi, we drove by the Indian Air Force headquarters, and there was an enormous recruitment poster with Deepika and her helicopter. So in the same way that And my husband recognized. He's like, "Oh, there's Deepika."
You were probably so proud.
I was. He came a long way from when he whispered to me in the movie. Am I supposed to know who this is?
But, and then also Captain Miller, which I thought was fantastic.
Really, just
stylish.
I mean, the reason the Indian military is happy to partner with. Because it's a recruitment tool as well. In the same the same way that the US Air Force is happy to do work with Top Gun and make it look super real, because then that it's a recruitment tool to get more people to join and want to be just like that.
Yeah.
No, that's what the first one did, and that's what I don't know what the results of the second sequel did, but I know the first one definitely did that. The original Top Gun.
Top Gun was massive. It was like the biggest film of the year.
No, but I mean in terms of recruitment. Like, recruitment, I know it was a huge movie. I don't know how much of an impact it had to get people in the in the military, I guess. I would assume so. But I guess Hollywood didn't double down on it. They just did Top Gun. They didn't have like five movies about like, you know, a similar
Sort of trend. Masters of the Air is on right now, which is, you know, World War II. But that's almost just as glossy. They have incredible plane footage and special effects. But, you know, they're definitely, it's hero worship all the way. I mean, there's it's not even, there's a tiny bit of criticism. That's where it comes into tiny bits of criticism about, like, you know, how the military is deployed, mm-hmm. what they're doing to these people. Like, you know, they just threw these kids into a meat grinder, basically, and for, you know, that's right. what the movie's about. But, you know, there's just, it's a very light criticism, because ultimately, you know, it's a hero's journey when you yeah. come to Hollywood, you do military films. That's what it's all about.
Right. So. I mean, so whereas yeah. I mean, I enjoy Sacha Malhotra and I enjoy an action movie, but mm-hmm. it does seem like there are a lot of these kind of films right now.
Yeah.
And, mm-hmm. you know, I miss kind of the more traditional romantic comedies and things, you know, yeah, so, a lot. Yeah. you know, Rocky or Ronnie kind of felt like, wow, it's that mm-hmm. old Hollywood that I fell yeah. in love with. And there's just, I don't know, there's just not a lot of films. Yeah. like that right now.
He even did do if, an SRK impression in this.
Yeah, I exactly.
cute. That was all pretty good. I laughed
so that
too.
Was yeah. cute. That was,
it was very cute. cute.
But I mean,
he did it know, well.
I mean, yeah, he did it very well. So I am a little tired of constant, you know, military themed action movies, but
we need more horror. That's what I say.
Okay. Listen to Kathy. Yeah,
because, not this again.
You know, Indian filmmakers, I know you're constantly thinking, but what does Kathy want?
But Kathy what is asking do for horror.
Make Kathy happy.
Can you make a horror military film? Just do that.
I mean, they just did one, right? They did the what's it called? The Ajay Devgan movie. So they obviously they did that because Kathy was saying.
See, they're
movies.
Listening to me. You guys make fun of me, but we got, you know, Akshay Kumar just did his horror movie. So come on. He's listening.
We can't be like military and zombies. Like, can't hey, you?
I know. There was that film that was the Nazis who were zombies. That was fun.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to see that go down. That was good. All right.
Anyway, since we got
off the rails.
Since there's really not a lot of other Hindi films that I can think of that are coming out in theaters right now, I am looking forward to seeing this one. I probably will try to see it on the big screen.
Yeah, nice.
It looks like an enjoyable afternoon. So
exactly.
Oh yeah, it looks like fun. I mean, compared to some of the other ones that we've seen trailers for, this one looks more fun. I think it just looks like it's going to be small, contained within a plane. You know, the storyline's not going to be too broad. I think it's going to be more about the hero's journey. So just about the character, some cool action sets. You know, that's all you need. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Big screen, Melanie. Big screen.
Big screen. Yep. Big pecs on all big right. screen. I'm ready.
He's like, please, God help me. All right, we'll talk to you guys later. Be sure to subscribe, like, and comment, and subscribe to Amit at T54 and Melanie at Pardesi Reviews. See you next time.
Bye.